It is 88.5 KCSN, and we are about to be joined by a – we have – I don't know if you've been given the news yet, Rhett, that you have been inducted into the KCSN Hall of Fame.
That is fantastic. Yes. I'm honored.
We don't really have one, but because you've been here now, I think, four times – that we inducted you just now. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank you, Sky. I'd like to thank the Academy.
It's good to have you back. It's always nice to see Rhett. He's a good friend of the station. His new album, The Traveler, which you're in the midst of doing. You're on the road.
I can't stop, man. I'm like a shark. If I stop, I'll die.
It's funny how I noticed in recent interviews you did you're cognizant, certainly, more than anyone else, I guess, maybe other than your family, of when you go out on the road with the old 97s, and then, oh, yep, now I got to go out on the road on a solo effort. You do juggle a lot of being on the road, don't you?
Yeah, but I love it. I mean, I love my job. I can't think of anything else I'd like to do. You know, I do. I got a couple of kids. I really miss a lot. But soon enough, I'll teach them to play instruments, and they'll have to come out and, like Willie Nelson does, he makes his kids play with him for free.
It's unbelievable because one of my questions as we approach Father's Day was, what was Max and Soleil going to give you for Father's Day? And I was going to suggest Max improve his drumming, she improve her backing vocals, and you can travel as a family and actually save a few bucks too. So, you know,
well, I think
get
him
on it.
I think I'm going to make him be a guitar tech and her be my my tour manager, so she can settle at the end of the night, because she could probably kick some ass when it came
really?
To settlement. What is this line about? We didn't get bottled water; we drink tap.
You know? Well, but here, you do get the water of Elvis when you come to KCSN. We always make a point of letting everyone know that. You made this record with Black Prairie.
Portland, Oregon's own Black Prairie, which features a bunch of members of the Decemberists, but then a couple of folks who aren't in the Decemberists, including the great Annalisa Tornfelt, who is, in fact, here in the studio with us today at KCSN.
Hi.
Welcome, Annalisa.
Thank you.
Give us the idea of how you were motivated and what inspired you to join forces with Black Prairie on this record.
A couple of years ago, I did some solo dates in the Northeast, and I was put together through a mutual friend and booking agent with Black Prairie. And Chris Funk, who's the dobro player and kind of the spiritual leader, as egalitarian as that band is, I mean, if anybody's bossy, it's going to be him. But he called me up at one point and said, hey, we're doing these shows together, and we're obviously a full band, but we're playing before you solo acoustic. How would you feel about doing some songs together? Which was great, because it's a little weird for me to follow a band, especially one as, you know, prolific and versatile as Black Prairie. And so they did six or seven songs with me at the end of my set every night, and it was so easy and so fun and so, you know, just so musical. You know, the 97s are very much a rock band, and we do what we do, but it's like, you know, cavemen hitting the wall in unison. It's this thing that just kind of happens. But you play with a band like Black Prairie, and all the members are just so gifted, and it's a really cool thing. And then after the show every night, we'd go out and we'd have beers and eat late night sandwiches and laugh and laugh and laugh. And I decided at the end of that week that I would somehow figure out a way to work with these guys more, and especially in the studio. I really wanted to capture this, you know, chemistry that we'd, you know, fallen upon very quickly on record. And so when the 97s finished Most Messed Up, and we had all those songs in the can, and they were all these ragged rock and roll songs, I was left with a pile of really pretty songs, love songs, and, you know, kind of, you know, this really pretty pile of songs that I thought would be perfect. And I couldn't have even imagined how great it turned out. And I'm so lucky that I got to know these guys and work with them. And I thought at first that it didn't make sense for me to call it Rhett Miller and or with Black Prairie. That would, you know, ruin my whole string of Rhett Miller titles. Rhett Miller, the Instigator. Rhett Miller, the Believer. But
the Traveler.
Yeah, but once I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, this is Rhett Miller with Black Prairie. It would be crazy not to credit Black Prairie as being, you know, just, you know, as, you know, an equal member of the sound of this record we made.
The camaraderie and the chemistry, you know, when you can find that in the setting you just described, when it was originally an off-the-cuff suggestion, and you see how it clicks, you know, in that short, compressed time, it's got to really be comfortable when you finally get into a studio and you know what to anticipate and there's already some ideas floating around in everyone's collective head, yeah?
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know, we all got along really well, but Black Prairie has been playing together for so long, and those of them that are also Decemberists, you know, even longer, that they have this really crazy kind of telepathy and shorthand. And, you know, there were a lot of times when they would make reference to bands they'd been in, like, 20 years earlier, they'd go, oh, let's do that thing. Like, what's that band that Nate was in?
Oh, I think you're talking about Kolobo. Jenny and Nate are in Kolobo. I think they started that band,
which was like
20 years ago.
Like a dirty hippie band, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kolobo speak.
Yeah, let's do that. And then they reference some crazy Kolobo thing that only they understood. But it was great because it would save everyone time. And we were recording pretty much live. I mean, Annalisa, almost all your fiddle stuff was live. And everybody else, the drums and the bass and Ginny Connolly's, you know, keyboard or accordion or whatever she was doing. And my vocals are almost entirely live and my guitar is all live. And it's all happening, which I think is pretty rare these days. We overdubbed Annalisa's backup vocals just because that's really hard to do in a room full of people. We overdubbed Peter Buck, came in and played a bunch of electric guitar and mandolin and crazy 12-string and stuff. But almost everything you hear is live off the floor, which I think is the way music is best. That's when it exists. You know, all the imperfections make it even better. I mean, perfection is this thing that people strive for nowadays in music, and I think that it's killing, you know, what's at the heart of music, which is collaboration and humanity.
Well, speaking of live, why don't we hear one of those things as you're here live in the studio, whatever, live in session in the studio. Why don't you give us an offering? What are you going to start with, Red?
This is a song that we played for the first time in front of people last night. So this is definitely the first time we will have played it in front of a big radio audience. This is a tune called My Little Disaster.
It's 88.5 KCSN.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2. My little disaster asleep on the floor, drank till she couldn't stand up anymore. Her friends are all strangers and she's weird as hell. She's a short story I never can tell. Sweet little drunkard, too clever by half. I bet you she never once stifled a laugh. She lets it all out and she leaves it to hang. Winds it all up and goes out with a bang. Disaster rolls over at dawn, says, remember when we woke up and got it on? I ask, is that right now? And she says, indeed, it's never too early for your hour of need. My lady of leisure looms large in the room. Force of nature, foreteller of doom. Might not have a mattress, but she has got me. Tomorrow I've got no idea where I'll be. Life is too short to say no when you're asked.
to share a shag rug or a pull off a flask. Right now there's one thing I do know for sure. My little disaster's asleep on the floor. My little disaster's asleep on the floor.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are joined live in studio with Rhett Miller, along with Annalisa from Black Prairie, as we are listening to songs from The Traveler and discussing the making of the new solo album and the performance tonight at Hotel Cafe. We'll get into the Hotel Cafe performance in a moment. You mentioned when you were speaking just earlier, Rhett, about how Peter Buck joined in.
Yeah, my hero, Peter Buck of REM fame.
That's got to be, when you grow up, and you know, I've read where you would sit and listen to certain REM records, like many people did of a certain age, incessantly.
Yeah.
And then the guys saying, yeah, sure, let's play.
He's such a sweet dude. Well, it's funny. I was definitely a kid whose life was saved by, and this sounds like hyperbole, but it wasn't, you know, by a handful of records. But one of the main ones was Life's Rich Pageant. Mm. It came along just at the right time, and I was having a really tough time. And I had a record player, and there was a thing you could make stick the arm up, and it would trick the record player into thinking there was another album that would drop. And so I'd go to sleep at night, and I'd listen to one of the sides of the album on repeat the whole time I slept, you know, for 6 or 7 or 8 hours. And so it's, you know how you talk about music being like in your DNA. I can't think of a record that's more in my DNA. And so, you know, here's a guy that's my hero, you know, literally my hero. And I've gotten to become friends with him. And it's sort of funny. It speaks to working with and wanting to work with Black Prairie and this job in general. There's a reason I got into this life, and it was because I saw that it was all about friendship and collaboration and camaraderie and laughing and having fun. And I couldn't think of or, you know, see or imagine any job that even came close to offering that kind of thing. And so, yeah, it figures that this guy that made music that I grew up admiring would be a really sweet dude and would want more than anything just to sit around and play music. And that's what Peter Buck lives for. He's a sweet guy, and he's out right now, you know, playing guitar on the road in a little nightclub every night. He's not in an arena. He's not in a huge, you know, tour bus. He's just playing music because he loves it. And I admire him a great deal, and I want to emulate the life that he's put together.
You know, as I'm listening to you and you're talking about the trick you used, which I used to use that trick too with keeping the tone arm up so it would repeat. And you said that, you know, it figured that REM would be in your DNA. And I started thinking, well, if you're listening to this over and over in your sleep, it's actually part of your REM too. But you know, anyway.
Yeah, well done.
I just had to grab that one because it was hanging there for me.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it was low-hanging fruit. I just had to make sure. Well, but it's probably true too. If you start to think about things subconsciously, there probably were elements of their music that, see, this will help you in the future if ever Peter turns into a bad guy and someone says, you know, Rhett, that one song you wrote sounds a lot like our off of.
Yeah.
You have a good excuse. Say, well, you know, it was my subconscious. I had no idea.
Exactly. How did that work out for Robin Thicke?
Nothing worked out for poor Robin that year, and I feel bad for the guy. You know, he's begging to be taken back, and he got killed for it. I mean, you know, what can you do? A certain point in life when nothing's going to go your way. I know from experience. But right now, things are going swimmingly because we have Rhett Miller in the studio with us. One of the lines in the first single from The Traveler caught my ear. Many of the lines obviously caught my ear, but one caught my ear only because I'm a Midwestern guy. And you made me think of something when you did the line, a $12 ticket and a $2 bottle of pop. Well, first of all, bottle of pop, very Midwestern way of saying it. But then I started thinking, wait, I'm old enough to remember, back to your tone arms, right? Yeah. I'm old enough to remember when a bottle of pop was 10 cents.
Oh, yeah.
And then they raised it to 12 cents. And I believe it was when that happened that the saying, I'll put my 2 cents in, I think that's how that got it started, because you'd always have to hit up a friend for 2 cents to cover the cost of what used to be a dime bottle of pop. I don't know if that's actually a true story, but I do remember that. And it just that expression, bottle of pop.
That's, yeah. I mean, well, you're a Clevelander, right?
That's correct.
That's right. And I became, you know, a Clevelander by virtue of romantic connection.
Yes.
So, yeah, a bottle.
Not with me, but go on.
Yeah, well, the night is young. So yeah, a bottle of pop. What made me laugh in that whole scenario was that, you know, a Greyhound bus ticket could be $12, and a bottle of pop is $2. I mean, the two things seem like they should be vastly differently priced, but they're, you know, in the same ballpark. But yeah, a bottle of pop is definitely I grew up in Texas, and everything was a Coke, and you'd say, "I want a Coke," and they'd say, "What kind?" And you'd say, "Dr. Pepper." So it was, a Coke was sort of like a Kleenex. It was the catch-all.
So much for branding, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that branding stuff they talk about, you know, it doesn't work. You know, a Coke meant Dr. Pepper. I'm confused now. boy, a good cold Dr. Pepper. Is it 4? Yeah, it's 4. 10, 2, and 4. We should be breaking one open. Well, speaking of that, can you do most in the summertime? Can you play it?
I would be honored to, and I'm going to get Annalisa to help me. And while I think about it, you know, Annalisa Tornfeld's here from Black Prairie, and she just put out a solo record called The Number 8. And so it's out there, and it's available. Right, Annalisa?
That's right. You can get it on iTunes and all that stuff.
God, it's so beautiful.
Give us the title again.
It's called The Number 8.
Okay.
And it was recorded in Southeast Portland on an 8-track in 8 hours.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Annalisa, do you remember those?
You're telling me that you actually recorded in Portland? Wow. I don't hardly know anyone who records in Portland.
So much great music comes out of Portland.
Right. It's been so fertile. And the number of artists that, well, we talk about Athens, Georgia with Peter Buck.
Yeah.
And a period where, you know, people moved to Athens because there was a music scene. And now I don't have to tell anyone who lives in Portland. There's a lot of musicians that have moved there in the last year or two, let alone have evolved from there.
It's blowing up. It's a hot spot. You got Austin, Portland, Nashville. All my friends in Seattle were, you know, saying everybody they knew had moved to Portland. But you went there first. Annalisa grew up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oofa.
Right? Was it Anchorage?
It was Anchorage, the big city of Alaska, you know.
Wow. Yeah, but it's still the freezing one. As a Cleveland guy, I can comment on... God bless you, because Anchorage is the one place that's colder than Cleveland, so yikes.
Colder than Cleveland.
It's no wonder you're so good at fiddle, because you just got trapped inside, you know, working on it all the time, right?
It's either fiddle or snowshoeing.
Well, I don't think you're going to play snowshoe on this one, but fiddle would be nice. So why don't we get, because we're on the cusp of summertime, I think it's a perfect time to lay this one on us.
All right. Most in the Summertime on KCSN. Woo! One, two, three. We drove a powder blue pickup truck to the edge of town. We had a picnic on a blanket on a hill as the sun beat down. Well, I pulled you close and took your little hand in mine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me, don't give up on me. We were sleeping in a state park underneath a camper shell. Barometric pressure going crazy, it was raining like hell. My
fingers found the notches on your spine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Yeah, I think I love you most in the summertime. Got our clothes off, hanging on the line. Think I love you most in the summertime. And it just might make it as long as you're still mine. Pickup truck to the Greyhound stop. You bought a $12 ticket and a $2 bottle of pop. I pulled you close and lied that I'd be fine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Yeah, I think I love you most in the summertime. Got our clothes off, hanging on the line. I think I love you most in the summertime. And I just might make it as long as you're still mine. Yeah, just might make it as long as you're still mine. I think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime.
It is 88.5 KCSN, being joined by Rhett Miller live in the studio as we celebrate The Traveler, his newest solo album that he made along with Black Prairie. And Annalisa of Black Prairie is joining us today as well. You were talking about the camaraderie, the collaboration that happens with musicians, the support system that musicians sometimes provide each other. I know that all of that is part of the DNA of Hotel Cafe, and you know that too, that it's really a place where musicians come to see each other, and certainly musicians collaborate, talk, and it's really a place devoted to that kind of spirit. It probably continues to hold a special place in your heart, and you're playing there tonight, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's famous for that. And I've had some great shows there over the years. And it's funny, Hotel Cafe, when you play there, you know your musician buddies are going to come out. That's definitely a place where we feel comfortable and at home.
And the dialogue, you know, and talking to Marco a lot of times, they want to encourage, you know, artistic dialogue amongst players in that site. They want the tables to be filled with artists that are sharing ideas and commenting on performances and saying, hey, what if? And they really feel it's an incubator for that kind of camaraderie you talk about. And what can be more perfect than a place where, A, the artist knows they'll be respected in terms of people paying attention to a performance. You know, some clubs, back of the room with the bottles and whatever. But in this case, you know, you're going to be heard and you're also going to have, in many cases, other artists that just want to share ideas with you. And that probably is a fun place to play because it's giving as well as getting, you know. It's got to feel great.
Well, it's a nice hybrid of, because it kind of feels like a rock club, but it is a listening room.
Right.
So you don't feel stuffy. You don't feel like, you know, there's necessarily dinner being consumed while you're, which isn't the end of the world. I've done a lot of great gigs in places like that. But, you know, one thing I love about Hotel Cafe is it is kind of a microcosm for the experience I had living in L.A. And it's been a few years since I lived here. But my experience living here was always that there's a ton of people who are really driven and working really hard to create things all the time. And I know, you know, I live in the New York area now, and then there's the little bit of back and forth between the coasts. But and New Yorkers, I don't think, give L.A. the recognition on this front. But I have so many friends that work so hard and make such beautiful things, you know, be they comedians or musicians or actors or screenwriters or whatever. There's a lot of hard work being done here and a lot of beautiful things being created in Los Angeles. So I always get excited to come back.
And you know, to that end, on the other side of that coin, there is a lot of competition. I mean, the music scene here, music scenes, because there are many. This is a big place, both geographically and in terms of the amount of artists, much like Portland, where, you know, in order to break through, you have to rely on some of your peers to get you through some of the tough times. Without that kind of support, you might lose faith. And God knows, we need more places that encourage artists to help one another, as well as other institutions like Hotel Cafe to devote themselves to artists. Certainly, it's part of our DNA here at KCSN. You got time for one more?
I do. I think it would be fun, you know, because I've got Annalisa with me.
Why do we want to have fun? Hey, I kid.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Annalisa grew up playing bluegrass music, and the opening track on my new record, The Traveler, that I made with Black Prairie, the band she's in, it's kind of a scorcher. It's a bit of a bluegrass tune. So I think it would be fun for us to play Wanderlust. Are you up for it, Annalisa?
Yeah,
well, yeah, it's a Friday, too, so let's get it kicking. It's Rhett Miller live on 88.5 KCSN.
One, two, three, four.
Down the dip, it's always something. It's always something with you. 334 Long Island Railroad, I've had a carload of you. Wanderlust will be the death of us. Wanderlust. Down the track, I'm facing backwards. I'm moving forward with you. I'll be around. I found a fault line. I'll make good time to you. Wanderlust will be the death of us. Wanderlust. It won't take much. Oh, just a little push and a little bit of wanderlust. Shot, what is it good for? I'll make it one more for me. 334 12 hours later, don't hate the traitor, that's me. Wanderlust death of us wanderlust. It won't take much, oh, just a little push and a little bit of wanderlust. Wanderlust will be the death of us. Wanderlust. Yeah, it won't take much, or just a little push and a little bit of wanderlust. Just a little bit of wanderlust.
And 88.5 KCSN, wrapping things up with Rhett Miller. The Traveler is the new album. He made it with Black Prairie. Annalisa joins him today from Black Prairie. And tonight, of course, at the Hotel Cafe, we encourage all of our listeners to come out and enjoy a great, great Friday night entertainment with one of our true friends. And as we announced, a member of the KCSN Hall of Fame. I'll figure out something. I'll give you a little trophy later. But, you know, we'll figure out something. But thank you, Rhett. It's always good to have you here. Always good to see you. And we look forward to more in the future as a Hall of Fame member.
Sky, you are the best. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great. It is Rhett Miller. The album's The Traveler. It is 88.5 KCSN.